You can't keep this gun from its master's hand. It was made to kill angels, and it wants to.
But I'm not an angel. Far from it.
His armor flowed over him, covering him from head to toe like a second skin made of blinding light and terrible darkness. Spiritual armor, made from the halos of two very different angels. The light was like looking into the sun, and the dark was a hole in the world. The damned was protected by the forces of heaven and hell. Everyone in the room flinched from the armor, including Ethel. Alice and I got out of the way to give the damned room to operate. All the color had dropped out of Jerry's face, and his eyes were full of a slowly dawning horror. The damned took a step forward, and Jerry opened fire. The damned ducked under the bullet and was upon Jerry in a moment, slapping the gun out of his hand. The damned gripped Jerry by the throat and lifted him into the air. Jerry's eyes bulged. As he fought for air and scrabbled helplessly at the damned's armored wrist with both hands, his feet kicked helplessly above the floor as the life went out of him. And then Ethel pushed her empty teacup away from her and rose to her feet.
Don't kill him, Lex.
The damned slowly turned his featureless face to look at her and then at me, because sometimes he relied on me to be human for him. I thought about everything Jerry and his people had done, all the lives they'd destroyed and the suffering they'd caused, and then I thought about the kind of attention Jerry's death might bring, just when I didn't want to be noticed. I shook my head.
He's not worthy of you, Lex. Dying at your hand would be his greatest achievement. Just kick his nasty ass and let him go. No one will believe in the Dark Pope after that.
The damned opened his armored hand. And Jerry dropped to the floor. He just sat there. Lex's armor flowed back into the silver bands at his wrists, leaving him revealed to the world again.
Don't ever bother this lady again, or my friends, or anyone I know. Because if you do, I will show you what "or else" really means.